Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey man, Friday in Paradise. I said to Abe to start the show, you know, I like having my weekends, don't get me wrong. I was down in Tallahassee last week, and this week I can't get anybody to go for a noon game. My God, noon games suck. But I know Georgia fans that are going to be going down to Auburn. I got a lot of Auburn neighbors where I live on the south side of town. It's going to be electric over there in Auburn. The downtown area is such a cool little vibe. And everybody on Toomer's Corner, then, of course, you know, and we'll see what happens. It's a scary game. We're going to talk more about it in just a sec. But, yeah, without Falcons games, I mean, it really is almost like a two-week vacation from Falcon football. You know, with having the bye week and then having them on a Monday night. So whether you're playing golf or you just enjoy the Sunday ticket or just red zone or like day-day, just do whatever your wife tells you to do. But either way, it has kind of been strange to not have Falcon football two weekends in a row.
I have my nephew's birthday party is on Sunday. And I'm like, boy, I guess y'all chose the right Sunday. Like if the Falcons were playing, I don't think I'd be there. There's nothing for me there anyways. Like, they're not going to miss me.
It's a nephew, man, not a direct six-year-old brother or sister. Yeah, you're okay.
There's right. A bunch of kids doing whatever. They wouldn't miss me. I'd be watching it. But, yeah, without the Falcons game, I can miss witching hour and go hang out with whoever's there, I guess.
Hey, man, we were talking about this off the air. It's funny. We did the picks. And, guys, you know, for what it's worth, whatever you hear, I can't speak for Carl if he does always bet those games, but we like to have fun. Recreationally, bet responsibly. We'd love to have legalized gambling here on a phone app in my palm of my hand. It'd be fun. But the picks that you hear us do, I do bet them. I do a three-team parlay. I do 150 to win anywhere. It depends on the odds of 650 to 725 with my guy, depending on the action he's taking that week. But I just sent my picks to another a guy with a very similar name by mistake who just sent me back. Goes, WTF. I go, oh, that's for another guy. Unless you want to give me the three-team parlay. Because we do put our money where our mouth is.
What is this guy that you send him to? What does he do for a living?
Oh, he works in logistics. I mean, he has a real job. He's not like he's a bookie.
So this is not totally confusing.
No, I do. For what it's worth, my sports book guy is retired law enforcement. So he's found a nice way to sort of supplement his income in his later years.
And he knows the backgrounds and how to sidestep some of those things.
One could argue, and I'll leave it there.
The Falcons are pulling out all the stops Monday night. Yep. Like, we know about the red jerseys and the helmet situation. We heard a little while ago the roof is going to be open.
Whoa. What?
What?
The roof is going to be open?
Did I ruin that?
Give me some hallelujah, Oren. Find it. You and I were talking about this before the show. Yeah. I thought you were joshing me. The roof's going to be open.
Yeah. Oh, no, that was a real thing. That was actual news. And now the Falcons are saying Jeezy, halftime performance.
Nice.
They're pulling out all the stops. Look, it's Monday Night Football, right?
We right on.
I know we have another one theoretically against the Rams late in the season. It might get flexed out. We'll see where each team is down the road. But we don't get a lot of Monday Night action, certainly not at home. They're doing it right for this one.
Wow. No, if you've listened to the show, and we're going to get to talking the dogs here. Yes. Hallelujah. I mean, we've said this for a while, and I always got to tread lightly because at the Falcons camp, they're always listening, watching, judging. But I love our stadium. it just totally befuddles me why we don't have the roof open more often. And I know that the NFL says if you're going to open the roof, you got to keep it open. And if there's like a 1% chance of rain in like LaGrange, that means they can't. Okay, that's enough. I feel like I'm back at church. But no, it's to me, we've got this roof that we don't utilize it enough.
I remember when they announced it and just the window of temperature for when it can be opened and when it has to be closed. I was like, well, that how often is that going to fall? Like, we're talking about like 8 degrees or 12 degrees, whatever it was. The window between, it has to fall between this temperature and that temperature.
And I get it.
I was like, all right, whatever.
It's going to be a gazillion degrees. If it is early, you know, September, you know, again, Indian summers, we used to call it. The folks that are spending the big money to sit behind the visitor's bench are going to get cooked. So I guess maybe, I don't know if that has, that's a conspiracy theory from one of the guys I sit with. They don't want to put the rich people in the heat. I don't know. It's all corporate. I hate those seats because no one's ever in them, and it looks terrible on television. But, hey, it's all about corporate hospitality, and people want to sit. Why? I know. It's an old saw for me, so bear with me, Abe. Why you want to stand 4 deep behind the bench? Who can watch a game like that?
You got to be higher up.
You got to be able to see some. Best seats in the house, but it's not a design flaw. It's by nature. Just, you know, when you watch other stadiums, like when you saw us on Sunday Night Football in Minnesota, and you see 70,000 people, everybody in their seat, place freaking rocking. And maybe we get there at some point if we continue to win, and we stack a few seasons of consistent good football. But it just the aesthetics and how it looks sometimes on TV. When I get home and I watch it on a DVR, I'm like, ugh. Either way, happy the roof's going to be open. Should be electric against the Bills. What do you think about 15,000 Bills fans? What do you think? 10,000? Bills Mafia, nice trip for them.
I mean, look, they've always made some big noise. I wrote this in my notes for Andy and Randy. I don't remember what I actually wrote down. I don't think the Bills have been here to Atlanta since, I think it was 2017.
Right.
So there's reason for them to come, obviously.
We were up there in the snow about 4 or 5 years ago. I remember that.
But the last time it was here, I think it was 2017, we lost the game to Tyrod Taylor.
Hey, man, we'll talk more about, we certainly did. We'll talk more about the Falcons and get the Buffalo perspective with our pal Sal Capaccio later this hour. Right now, talking some dogs. Are we talking about this with Connor Riley earlier in the week? We had Mike Griffith on yesterday before. We had some technical issues with the phones. And now we heard from Mark Schlabaugh. And everybody's worried about this sort of, call it patchwork, call it what it is. Kirby talked about it in his weekly meeting with the media. Georgia's ability to protect Gunnar Stockton, or is this where Gunnar's just going to, by design with Bobo, you roll him out, let him use the legs if it's not there, let him pick up some yards with his feet. And that sounds overly simple. How scared are you if you're a dog fan about Auburn?
I think you should be. Definitely scared. And the thing for me in regards to Georgia is that I just don't think teams are really scared of them right now. And that's a concern. They used to go in wherever it was with a team already half beaten. That's not the case right now. And they're not good enough really anywhere. I'm not saying to win the game, but to where you just have ultimate confidence. There used to be they can't lose this game. There's too much of this or too much of that. That there's no angle here for me to say Georgia's too good at this. They're not going to be able to, whatever. But I will say, if you're worried about the offensive line, if you're worried about Gunnar Stockton, let him go forward, not backwards. And what I mean by that is let the offensive line focus on pushing, run blocking, not protecting. Get that run game going. Get Bowens going. Frazier, hold on to the ball. Get him going. Then find.
You even trust Frazier on the planes holding the football?
He's too good to not use, though, right?
I don't know.
Maybe not.
That would make me nervous. I think Bowens established himself as the alpha.
Are you going to keep handing the ball to Derrick Henry or not?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I know, but
Frazier, I mean.
Talking about an all-time legend here.
The big moments, though. The big moments when he puts it on the carpet.
I'm not saying he's getting the majority of the carries.
Okay.
But you get the run game going. I think that takes pressure off of Gunnar Stockton, takes pressure off of the offensive line, and then maybe you can strike within the right time. I think this is a fascinating game for Georgia offensively. I want to see that identity because of the offensive line injuries, because of Bowens and how he's stepped up in recent weeks. Run the ball, run the roll, run the ball, and then on the other side, do what everyone, the entire country has sacked Jackson Arnold. I looked up, you've got a half sack on Jackson Arnold.
I do.
Everyone has sacked Jackson Arnold.
21
Georgia
sacks.
Has to get after him the way every other team has.
But again, when you look at Auburn, I should say, and look, they did not embarrass themselves. The refs screwed them against Oklahoma. I mean, absolute screw job. I felt bad for Tiger fans in that one. Did not embarrass themselves in a tough place to play. The physicality. Heard Mark Schlabo talk about Mike Elko, and that's the trademark of his Aggie team. It's a 16-10 game. So now you're at home. They're going to honor Cam Newton under the lights. It's going to be electric. This is a scary proposition. I want to see Zach Branch get whatever you're doing with him. I need 15 touches for Zach Branch. You've got to get – he has got to be a focal point down the field, whether it's his wide receiver screens. We've talked about the videos that are out there where Gunnar Stockton is missing receivers. Bobo has schemed guys open for touchdowns that Gunnar Stockton is not seeing.
I love what you said about Zachariah Branch, but the other thing for me is it can't be all within 10 yards, 5 yards of the line. Get it down the field to him. Obviously, you want to get him the ball, get him in space, get some blockers in front, and let him be electric. I understand that. It also has to be something that is pushed down the field where you help him gain those yards and then let him do the rest. It can't be just, here's the ball, go do all of the work.
Right. And I know that Georgia Orange just said in my ear, we were talking about this on Tuesday, lead the league in screen passes, because the percentage of throws that are screen passes, which is fine. It can work. But when it doesn't work, it becomes Georgia fans going, run the damn ball, Bobo. You know, and just let's try. Now, I usually, it's a love-hate with Bobo. I thought the Tennessee game plan was unbelievable. Didn't like anything about the Alabama game. Some of that was about the execution, the O-line, the play to cash. You know, that one just looked ugly from the start, despite what Kirby said about, you know, they've done it before. But Bobo is giving Gunnar Stockton the play calls, and he's putting guys in position that are open. He's got to hit it. He's got to hit it. Hey, also this weekend, Georgia Tech. By the way, Tech fans, if you're heading to Bobby Dodd, new look, buzz is on the side of the helmet. You see that? They got white lids with a gold buzz, not a GT. Ooh, so you're going to have the actual yellow jacket on the side of the noggin. We didn't mention this this week on the show. We had so much Falcon stuff, but they are going to Under Armour. That got announced. It'll be 2026, the summer of 26. I'm an Adidas man. I'm wearing Under Armour right now. But I thought Adidas was kind of a step in the right direction. No disrespect to Russell, trying to get with the 21st century. But what do you make? I mean, that's just kind of where it's at these days. Get the deal.
Yeah, I mean, look. I don't get too flustered whoever the provider is. I think stuff you can have nice stuff by all of these companies. Just win on the field, and right. I don't really think people care a ton about how the jerseys look. The jerseys being cool or not comes into play when your team stinks. Be like, oh, we're not good, but look at these sweet matte black helmets we're rocking. Right. Win games. And I think that is I'm not still overly confident in Georgia Tech. What I mean by that is they're obviously better than Virginia Tech. There's no reason they should lose this game, but I also am not that far removed from a real scare against Wake Forest. The question I have in regards to Georgia Tech is, you're better than this team. Can you bury them early? Don't make it a fourth quarter game.
It's kind of again, not to cliche it, but I've said this to Carl a million times, this is the kind of game that Chan Gailey would lose and occasionally Paul Johnson would lose.
Right.
A game you're not supposed to lose. I think Brent, the wake-up call, I think Brent Key can use that as a teaching moment with these guys that you can't have a let up. Virginia Tech, since they fired coach Brent Pree, who was just doing dead man walking.
Yeah.
Montgomery was with Tulsa. He's taken over. They won an FCS game. They did beat the Wolfpack. And again, they lost to Wake. It was kind of a strange game to your point. So this is one where the reason why Tech is a big favorite. But Haynes King, just do some Haynes King stuff. I'd love to see some other guys get it. Love to see a game where Haynes King doesn't have to run as much and take as much punishment. But I don't think that's in the offense.
Yeah, to me, it's less about like someone else besides Haynes King. I'm more in the let's have it be Haynes King, but with his arm. And I think that's something that part of his game still needs to develop to be as balanced as they need him to be. And also to just protect him, to keep him safe. And I'm not saying you don't run him. There are going to be big games down the road, Georgia obviously, but potentially an ACC title game, potentially college football playoffs. You're going to use his legs and use his legs a lot. In games like this, where you should be better, where there should be separation, don't rely on him and have to take hits. Let him beat you with his arm.
We talked about this with Mark Schlabo earlier. The Red River rivalry, Texas and Oklahoma, great defense. You know about what Venables is bringing.
Yeah.
And then you got this Indiana game against, you're an Indiana alum going up against.
I am.
What do you think, by the way? Okay, who's your boy? Against the Ducks. They say they can blitz. They can bring physicality, playmaking. I think Oregon still wins this game.
I think there's some blowout potential here.
Oh.
Yeah, not in Indiana's favor.
Okay.
Not in Indiana's favor. Oregon was such a wild card for me coming into the year. I didn't know what they would be offensively. I'd seen Dante Moore, but not since he was a freshman at UCLA, and he was terrible then. They had major injuries to playmakers, did Oregon, and I wasn't sure how they would hold up offensively. He's been pretty good, but so is Indiana. And Indiana has also gotten a couple of starting defensive backs back over the past 2 weeks, so they may be set to match up man for man there defensively. It's going to be interesting. If it were a home game, I'd feel pretty good, to be honest, about Indiana. Going to Autzen, dealing with what they've got there in Eugene, it's a tough ask. But if Indiana can win this game, Mike, they feel like they're as close to a lock as anybody in terms of getting into the playoffs. A
couple of Tech fans hitting us up saying Tech helped give Under Armour their start. It did start up there in Maryland, and it was Tom Connor, who was the equipment manager for Tech, was an early customer of Under Armour gear, so there's that connection. But for some guys, I mean, either you're a Nike or Adidas or Under Armour.
Just... I'm a Puma guy. I don't think there's any college football teams repping Puma.
You know, the Doss brothers, he was the one that was more closely aligned with National.
Those are teams that play on CBS Sports Network.
You know the story, though. I mean, of the Puma and the Adidas family, the brothers, one was more aligned with the tenets of National Socialism, Abe, just saying.
I just like neon, man.
Adi went the other way.
Just leave it at that, all right?
Adi went the other way. Anyway, you look it up, and Hugo Boss made some uniforms for people, too. But that's ancient history. When we come back, you got to know this stuff, Oren. Some people don't know the facts on this. It's like I have a school in day-day. Why you should not be a Yankee fan. 1955 versus 1947. You can look that up, too. I think history matters when it comes to sports. Just me. Hey, we'll come back. We're going to talk to Sal Capaccio of WGR 550 in the greater western New York area. Talking Buffalo as Bills Mafia unfortunately going to descend on us. What are they thinking about the Falcons and Monday Night Football next on Dukes and Bell?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, man, we're going to talk some Buffalo. our man Sal Capaccio. Real quick, got to remind you guys, Bo is hitting the bricks. Bo Morgan at Bulldog Kia of Athens, guys. That's tomorrow from noon till 2, getting ready for Monday's big game. A lucky fan's going to win the ultimate tailgate kit, 50-inch 4K smart TV, roll and stand, other prizes. Plus, another winner is going to take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that's Saturday, tomorrow, noon to 2. Bo Morgan at Bulldog Kia of Athens with 92.9 The Game. Our guest man is our dude from Western New York, Sal Capaccio. We haven't talked to Sal in a minute, brother. How you been?
Pretty good, guys. Yeah, I mean, these two teams don't face off very much, even with the extra game. It hasn't matched up. So, yeah, once every 4 years, right. Once every 8 years in each city.
And Sal, Carl is off today, so it's Abe Gordon in for Carl Dukes today. Sal does sidelines. He's a legend up there in Buffalo. First off, get the view from up there. What do you think of the Falcons, man? What are your concerns for this game?
Yeah, I think when the schedule came out, you know, this was one of the games where Bills fans said, okay, like going down to Atlanta, this is going to be a game where you're going to have a lot of talent, obviously, on the offensive side. Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Kyle Pitts. You definitely, you know, notice those guys. And then you think about a second-year quarterback with a handful of starts. Sean McDermott's defenses usually are pretty good against young quarterbacks. But I think what really has kind of stood out is what they've done on defense. I mean, I was looking at the numbers today, guys. 135 yards allowed per game against the pass. I mean, that's like historically low. Now, I know they haven't played the most world-beating of quarterbacks, but you can only play who's on your schedule, and they've done a good job there. So I think they can get after the passer. They do some nice things on that side, but really that talent they have, that individual talent, the skill positions on offense really stands out.
Yeah, I think at the start of the season, Sal, a lot of Falcons fans maybe had chalked this up as a loss, knowing what Buffalo is and could be. You play your way through the season, the Falcons are back on, and as you mentioned, the defense is ramped up. And now we see the Bills take a knock a week ago. Do you feel like the Patriots provided a game plan for the Falcons to possibly find a way to win this game?
I wouldn't say they provided a game plan. I think what happened in that game was, you know, we had seen for a few weeks that, you know, the Bills were kind of teetering a little bit on us in some areas, and they finally played a team that kind of took advantage. And the Bills, I don't know if you guys know, but they had a record, an NFL record, 26 straight games they had until last week of not losing the turnover battle. That's incredible, right? I mean, like, they went 26 straight games, and then they did, and they lost it 3-1. They gave the ball away three times. The Patriots took it away once. And the Bills still only lost by 3 points. So, you know, it just goes to show you how important taking care of the football was. So, look, I think the game plan is already out in the Bills. It's not that the Patriots exposed something. In fact, the Patriots kind of went the opposite way, which is they can't run the ball very well. But teams who can run the ball, that's been the Bills' Achilles heel. And obviously the Atlanta Falcons with Robinson will be able to run the ball. They'll try to run the ball. That's been the thing that teams have been able to do against the Bills. But the Bills' pass numbers are very, very good. It's kind of one of those deals where would you rather be good against the run or good against the pass? And so far, the Bills have been very good against the pass. They haven't been as good against the run, but they've been winning games because they have an elite offense to overcome that.
Talking with our guy Sal Capaccio, guys at WGR up in Buffalo, about the Monday night's matchup. What happened? Do you know anything about the Keon Coleman thing? I know him from his time at FSU as a transfer. I know he missed the first series. It kind of kept it close to the vest with Sean McDermott.
Yeah, we don't know exactly what happened. I mean, generally in these cases, guys may be late to a meeting, something like that. I'm just speculating on my part, but it was one series, but this is the second time it's happened. Last year when he was a rookie, he was benched for the first quarter against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Ironically, it was a night game that week, and he scored a touchdown. Just like this week, a night game, he still scored a touchdown. But I give Keon a lot of credit. He took accountability, and when we talked with him, you know, yesterday after practice, he said he knew right away there was no reaction because he understood and it was communicated effectively. And he said, I just have to be more accountable, more mature, and be where I'm supposed to be and when I'm supposed to be there. And I think that's good growth. And I will say this, right. You know, it's a step back, I think, in that regard for a player that we've seen a lot of growth from, both on the field and off the field, I think. And everyone really sang Keon's praises all offseason and how he worked. And I think that really manifested itself over the first several weeks. But obviously a step back here, and you hope it doesn't happen again.
I know that we talked about last time we spoke with you. I think since then they had the Stephon Diggs thing with McDermott. McDermott, just from watching him on TV, and you can shed some light, he seems like he's wrapped really tight.
Yeah, listen, though, guys, he is, as much as he is, he's a lot looser now than he used to be years ago. In fact, last year was actually one of the stories of the Bills last year was kind of the unwrapping and unloosening of Sean McDermott, to be honest with you. He was doing snow angels after a Sunday night game with Josh Allen on the field after a win against the San Francisco 49ers. He was a little bit more, you know, having fun and playful in press conferences.
Okay.
And I've talked to Sean about this, and it's no secret. I think what's happened is Sean, when he came into Buffalo, I remember he took over for Rex Ryan, right? And Rex was the ultimate just like, oh, my God, everybody do what they want. And, kind of didn't really have much control, even though he, you know, was a good football coach in that regard. Sean had to kind of lay the hammer down, so to speak. And for several years, that was the case. And I think that now it's player-driven leadership on this team. And I think Sean has been able to kind of loosen up that grip a little bit and let Josh Allen and Terrell Bernard and those people take over.
Sal, I don't know if you paid attention to a lot of the talking points, both from analysts here in Atlanta, but also just from the Falcons directly, from players and coaches. And in Monday night is about stopping Josh Allen. And the question I would have in regards to, all right, it's obviously a lot easier said than done. The guy's an MVP, one of the best players, if not the best, in the entire NFL. If the Falcons are able to get a handle on Josh Allen, is this a run game with James Cook that can live on its own, or does it need the MVP quarterback to be in that 50, 60, 70 yards to help out?
Not only is it a run game that can live on its own, I think that's how the Bills win now, guys. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the numbers. The Bills are the best team in the NFL running the football with James Cook. This is not a Josh Allen-centric team, as much as people believe. It's a James Cook team. James Cook is phenomenal. He's in the running for Offensive Player of the Year. I think him and Bijan might be the two best running backs in the NFL right now, to be quite honest with you. James Cook just broke the Bills franchise record for 8 straight games of a rushing touchdown. He's now become their goal line back. This guy's incredible. He's one of the top running backs in the league. I think the Bills, looking at the numbers on the Falcons side, how good they get after the passer, I think the Bills want to run the ball in this game. I think the Bills will try to run the ball. This is not a team that just relies on Josh Allen to put on the cape anymore. That used to be the case. This is a Buffalo Bills team that has a very, very good offensive line, and they want to beat you up, and they want to run the ball, and I think that's going to be their game plan against the Falcons.
Sal Capaccio, guys, from up Buffalo, WGR, sideline guy. He'll be up there. You'll see Mercedes-Benz. Say hi to Sal. We're expecting a lot of Bills Mafia, by the way. Can you give us how many folks are making the trip, man?
Thousands, yeah. The Bills travel well. You guys know that. I mean, Bills Mafia just travels everywhere, and plus, a lot of people, they leave the colder Northeast to go to places down south. So you have people that live in Atlanta or Charlotte, or, you know, Miami, whatever, in the Southeast, you're going to drive to the game. On top of that, one of the things this year is the way the schedule works, guys, there's not a lot of what we call destination cities for the Bills to play in. They play in the East Coast like the whole year. So if you want to go to a game and go to a different kind of city, it's really Atlanta, Charlotte, or Miami, which they go to every year anyway. Maybe Houston, but that's a Thursday night game. Right. So on top of all the other things about people around the country coming to the game that normally would, I think it's one of those cities where if you look at the schedule and say, hey, I can't go out west this year, the Bills don't play out west, so let's go to Atlanta, and that's why you're going to see some of that.
I mean, it seems like you guys, perennial, you are what we want to be. We aspire to be that team, which is going deep in the playoffs every year. I had Dolphin tickets back in the 90s when Shula was still had his fastball. You know, Marv Levy was kicking his butt back then. But at least you knew you were in the playoffs every year. We're trying to get there. It seems like if not now, when? With Lamar Jackson knocked out of the box, with the Chiefs not passing the eye test, you know, do you feel that? Do you feel that sense like it's your time?
Listen, I think that there's always going to be the fear and worry of how good the Chiefs are and what they can be, no matter how they look. You can look from the outside in. We have what one of our radio hosts, Jeremy White, our morning show host, calls it the fear bunker, right? Like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you see from them from the outside. There's been so many times where the Bills can't get over that hump. But I will say this, going back to the summer and even into now, it's even more pronounced. The one thing the Bills have not done in this 5-year run, they've won 5 straight division titles. They've had a lot of success. The one thing they haven't done, they haven't had the one seed, guys. That's the goal this year. The goal is to get the one seed. The goal is to be not only at home. That matters a lot in Buffalo, as you know. It's to have that week off. The week that they've had to play, the extra week, has hurt them a lot. It's actually caused some injuries and things like that. So that's a big deal this year. And I think now that the season has started, it's even more so. This is not a schedule that's super daunting. No disrespect to Atlanta, right? But, you know, you have a division in AFC East where you're playing the Patriots twice and the Dolphins twice and the Jets twice. You think you can be successful there. Then you have the NFC South teams, which, yeah, on their own can be pretty good. But those are teams you think you can match up with, you can have success against. And then their hardest games, Baltimore, they've already beaten them at home. Philly, what they look like, that's at home. Cincy, no Joe Burrow, that's at home. Kansas City's at home. This is the year the Bills need to get the one seed.
Yeah, I think when you look at those teams in that tier, and they're all so closely matched, the deciding factor more often than not actually is who's healthiest. And it looks like the Bills are coming to town here, maybe down a couple of starters, specifically on defense. I'm looking at Matt Milano. I'm looking at Ed Oliver. Are those guys going to go? And who else might be out on defense that is providing reason for Falcons fans to be as optimistic as they are heading into Monday?
So So Matt Milano's most likely, I would say, not going to play. He's considered week to week. He had a pectoral injury. He came back for one game. He re-injured it. So most likely he is out. I believe Ed Oliver will play in this game, guys. He has missed four games, but at practice today, after practice, he said he's ready. He has practiced on a limited basis all last week and this week so far. It feels like Ed Oliver is ready to rock and roll, and he's going to be suiting up for this game. Dorian Williams, Matt Milano's backup, he missed last week, but he was a full participant in today's practice. So I think they're getting him back, actually. So it feels like they're getting a little healthier on defense with some of the guys they've missed. But Matt Milano's a big loss as a weak side linebacker. A guy that you guys are familiar with down there because he played in the NFC South. Shaq Thompson, actually, he was kind of an afterthought when the Bills signed him in the offseason. He's been really good, and that's a guy that they're going to use a lot on defense in this game. And, you know, to either fill in as a weak side linebacker or use as a third linebacker. The Bills don't play a ton of base.
Right.
They play mostly nickel. But when they do, Shaq Thompson will be in there. And so they are missing a few guys, but Ed Oliver is a really, really big key piece, and I believe he's going to play in this game.
One last thing, Sal, and you know, we talk about unscouted looks. Our old coach Mike Smith said, you got to self-scout. So I hope that Zach Robinson comes up with some looks maybe, you know, Sean McDermott and his staff hasn't seen. One of the things the other night Chris Collinsworth brought up on the national broadcast is you guys don't really take James Cook down the field. Because he could probably do some of the things that we do with Bijan Robinson. Is that something that maybe Joe Brady looks to improve on? Because when we talk about you're kind of the wide receiver room isn't the scariest, but why isn't Cook more of a downfield threat?
It's interesting. It hasn't been like that this year. You're right. And we're kind of wondering the same thing where last couple years they have used James in that role. He's run some wheel routes. They've gotten him down the field. Ty Johnson is a really good third down back, guys. He hasn't been as involved in the passing game. Now, this might really be more because Dalton Kincaid is starting to have a really nice year, right? And as a tight end. And maybe the matchup you think you'd get at running back, now you're getting at tight end, right? And there's only one football to go around, as you guys know. So I agree with you, and that is right, what Chris said. You'd like to see James a little bit more involved there, but they kind of don't need him to as much with Dalton Kincaid creating that matchup and the way the Bills want to run their offense. Really, James Cook, the funny thing about it is, you know, when they drafted him out of Georgia, and by the way, I talked to him in the locker room yesterday, and obviously he's really looking forward to going back and playing in Georgia and, you know, in front of those fans again. But talking to him and watching his season, his career develop, when he was drafted, he was, hey, he's going to be a third down back. He's too small to handle the load. It's been totally flipped the script. He's been decent catching the ball, but they use him. He is a workhorse now. I mean, he gets the ball all the time, and he's rewarding them with it.
Well, man, it's going to be a blast. We welcome the Buffalo fans, to a degree, coming down Monday night, Sal, man. Have a great time down here. And the throwbacks, too, which we love. We have had some success in our throwbacks, but we'll talk to you soon, brother. Thanks again.
Yeah, you got it, guys. Thanks a lot for having me.
There's Sal Capaccio, guys, from WGR in Buffalo. You'll be on the sidelines at the Benz. Hey, guys, a reminder, you like golf and you like having fun with Dukes and Bell, and who knows, maybe we'll have some party favors like we did last time from Georgia Hemp Company, talking about the Brown Grass Charity Classic. For those who don't play golf, Brown Grass, in other words, it's the fall, so the grass is no longer green. And we'll be doing it, man, Thanksgiving week. It's going to be a blast, guys. Our third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing, coming up Monday the 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Got to sign up right now because we still got a few spots available. If they're going fast, go to 929thegame.com, click on the events link, but you got to get on it. The third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefits a great cause, Pets for Vets, November 24th. We'll talk to our man, Steve Kuhn, and the Hawks, what some executives feel is the team that made the best moves in the offseason. Coming up next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the number one sports talk radio station in town, number one sports talk show, and you guys are the best listeners, man. Good time, fun time with Abe Gordon and for Carl today. Carl will be back on Monday. Don't forget, a very special edition of Dukes and Bell with our man Randy McMichael. We're going to be over at Signia, guys, the fourth floor, really cool sports bar if you've never been. I know it's a little early, but hey, if you're playing hooky, how about some Bloody Marys, man? And an amazing view of Mercedes-Benz. So if you want to maybe do your tailgating up there at the Nest at Signia, that's where we'll be. 11 to 3. Abe is overproducing the show, and then we'll get ready for Falcons pregame with Andy and the rest of the gang. Wait for tailgate, which is a really cool location right over there above Centennial Yards. So check that out as well. Hey, join us right now on the waitfor.com hotline. I'm man, the kids call him Puffy K, CEO of your Atlanta Hawks. What's going on, Steve?
You forgot the best place to tailgate for Monday night's game.
Which is?
The Atlanta Hawks-Miami Heat game that we're putting on at 6 o'clock.
How could I forget that? Of course. Go watch the Hawks for a little bit.
Come in, watch the Hawks, have a little pop.
Ah.
Get some sports blood flowing.
And then
walk over to Mercedes.
Outstanding. Preseason is brief, almost over, and then we'll get to the real stuff. By the way, saw this today of the Hawks come up with some really cool platitudes and getting some roses from some different websites. This is one where they polled all the general managers around the NBA. Yes. 53% said who made the best overall moves? The Hawks. 53% said the Hawks by a landslide over the Rockets, Nuggets, Magic, and Celtics. That's got to make you feel good.
It does make me feel good. I'm more concerned, does it make you feel good? Have you put away your wheel of draft? Have you put away some of the ideas you suggested over the past decade?
Well, it was
to help improve the team, and we both can agree,
yep,
Hiring Ansi was a hell of a move.
Ansi Salah, I said it when we first met him, he's impressive. No disrespect to anybody before him, but he just, what you see is what you get. There's a realness. And there's a dedication to what he's doing, and he gets it. And I'm blown away by the moves. And just, Abe, for you and the listeners, not catching Steve's drift, I said a few years ago, during the lean years, maybe we could have a wheel for, you know, third quarter, spin the wheel, and somebody in section 120 gets to come out and play backup point guard. That was just an
idea. That's what every NBA CEO wants to hear. Fan participation during the game.
With that said, Steve, I believe it or not, I actually think the preseason is important for this Atlanta Hawks team. You do have a number of new pieces. Mm. They're going to be sliding in into the starting lineup. They're going to be sliding into the rotation off the bench. And you really only have a couple games left here to try and get everyone on the same page. I think it's a tall order for Quinn Snyder and Trae Young and the leadership of this team to get them playing where they need to be at the start of the year, to be right where they could be.
I agree with you. I mean, I think it's very important. There are a lot of new pieces. I've gone to practice and seen, and Quinn's really focused on that. Last night we had an open house and a fan fest for people. And you can just see that the chemistry between the players is very, very, very good. They like each other. They enjoy being with each other. They joke around with each other. But there are some, you know, X's and O's and technical aspects of the game that take reps to get to. So I am hopeful that our talent will prevail as we build our relationships with each other and letting that show on the court.
So, man, Steve Kuhnen, guys, before you know it, the Hawks season will be for real. And you're right. I know we spoke last week about the center position and how we're going to kind of tackle that. And a number of guys can do the job. This season, I mean, do you feel Trey was loose? Everybody heard all the comments from the players at the media day. But there are some expectations. For the first time in a long time, some real expectations with this team.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with having expectations. We went out and acquired a lot of talent. We're putting people into a system with a great head coach, and I think we're all very interested for the results. I do think it's going to take a little time for it to gel. I don't think we're going to come out of the gate 14-0, but I think that we can expect good results, and I'm really excited about the future of this team. We're the third youngest team in the league. We're the third youngest team in the league.
Right on.
And we're getting, you know, this kind of love is probably the best word I could think of from other general managers who see the direction that we're going, the talent that we're accumulating. So it's just continuing to add pieces and hopefully coming together and playing well. And the most important part is staying healthy.
Along with the expectations, Steve, usually comes with fan energy and excitement, and that key word as well, atmosphere. What have you seen over the course of this offseason and now specifically as we approach the season, the energy, excitement of the fans, the ticket sales, and what could be a raucous crowd for 41 home games?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we're hoping for. We've got a really good schedule. Opening night, it's approaching a sellout, and it will be sold out and standing room only. So if you have interest, please, please get your tickets now. Don't feed the secondary market. And then Saturday night of the first week, a Georgia off weekend, we play World Champs Oklahoma City, which is also garnering a lot of interest. And then, we're excited because we think the product and the experience are both going to be great. We've been the number one game experience in the NBA 7 out of the last 8 years. And you add the factor of having a high-flying, winning, long, fast team, it could be really special nights down at State Farm Arena.
The Hawks Fan Fest was a big hit. The I don't know if he's 5'4", whatever. It's going viral. You're trending, Steve. Not you personally, but the Hawks are trending with the guy doing the dunk the other night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was dressed as a dinosaur. You might have seen me out there dancing.
By the way, I know it's been a couple of years. I always wish, and I wish you would go back to it, that profile picture you had for your avatar on social media where it's you looking like you're dunking the basketball. You know, you're over the rim. I think you need to bring it back. It's fun. It's whimsical. It's you.
It's actually an interesting idea that we will give great consideration to.
Just looking out for you, man. Steve.
I'm not being flipped for a change. I like the picture. I was on a cherry picker, strapped on for dear life, but it was a hell of a dunk. The intensity was written all over my face. People could tell.
It made me chuckle.
The aggression, which we better have tomorrow night.
Right on.
Hey, Steve, we're 10 days into October, but I did look at the schedule for State Farm Arena. An incredible group of concerts the rest of this month. So I wanted to ask you, which one are you most looking forward to? Is it Brandy and Monica, the Jonas Brothers, or Ice Cube?
I'm a little offended you have to ask. Give me Jonas Brothers. I'm a big Nick and Joe. Kevin, but give me the Jonas Brothers.
Kevin never gets any love, man.
Yeah.
So out of my
All
element.
Right. Well, okay. All right, I think we're going to give Kevin a jersey and misspell his name. Is that wrong?
I don't think it's a problem. Steve's with us, guys. He's the CEO of your Atlanta Hawks. And for those who know, he made his bones in the beverage business, worked for Coca-Cola for years, then a big Maka TV guy for years in TV. But at his heart and soul, he's a Georgia Bulldog. He went to UGA, and he lives and dies with the dogs, and he's a good close personal friend of Kirby Smart. How nervous are you about this game Saturday night at Auburn?
You know, I've been really busy at work. Auburn's defense has impressed me. I've seen about four of their games this year. Their offense is not going to blow us away. So we have to be disciplined. We've got to play with my favorite Kirby phrase. And we should be just fine.
All right. Steve, not stressing.
The Ole Miss game. Right.
Well, I mean, you're going to the Plains, and these guys, if they've had two tough losses, one possession losses to two really good teams, they got hosed by the refs in Oklahoma talking about the Auburn Tigers. To me, it's scary. The night game over there, you know, man, it's going to be a wild atmosphere.
It's going to be a wild atmosphere, but I think you look at their coach, you know, making phone calls and doing all kinds of his stuff, and you look at Kirby, and I like where we are.
If you were a betting man, would you bet Georgia minus the 3.5?
I would go on Kelsey.
Okay. This is a way. I don't know if Steve gets a kickback on this, but this is, you know, it's like the kind of like a Wall
it's
Street
legal
thing.
Gambling in Georgia because our state legislature doesn't approve it.
Right.
So, you know, I want people to be able to go have some recreational, good, safe fun.
Right.
And I would probably be a money line guy. I would hate to be hurt by that hook at 3.5.
Right. See, for your kids, gambling makes sports more fun. And that's why all our local teams are behind it. And we'd love to see it. It's funny, we just mentioned, you know, being at Signia for the broadcast on Monday, right? Special Dukes and Bell, 11-3. I don't want to, you know, not to give away a secret. It just seems like almost all the newer properties, like Reverb, everything that's been built, it's almost like you could see the craps tables and the slot machines and where they would go if we ever do get this thing cooking.
I don't see casino gambling happening in yours or my lifetime.
Oh.
I don't. I'm sorry. And it's probably the best thing for your house, your car, your marriage. But I do see sports gambling because it's here.
Right.
And the state's getting no benefit.
I know.
No money going to education, to Hope Scholarship, to pre-K.
Right. No, I'm with you. I want Biff's World. I want brick and mortar. I want horse racing. I want the whole shebang, man.
You know, it's funny. Every sports book that was built to fix to a major league sports arena has closed. Every single one. Why?
Really?
Because you have a sports book, and it's called your phone.
Right. Is that just so? I'd have to look it up, but I remember last time I was at a Steelers game with my wife, she went to Pitt. They have that casino just like a quarter mile. From what used to be called Heinz Field.
I'm talking about a fix, like the Washington Nationals baseball team were the last ones who had one.
Mm.
And they have closed it. They've closed it in Phoenix. They've closed two in Washington. They've closed them around the country. Now, the one in Wrigleyville near the Cubs is rocking because it's a bar.
Right. That whole neighborhood pops. Right.
Exactly.
Right. Interesting.
Exactly.
Hey, and one last nugget. Yeah. One last nugget, because I mentioned Steve's background in television. The Major League Baseball. It's a different kind of viewership. Regional broadcasting. You know, regional tie-ins. When your team doesn't advance, maybe you're not watching as much. But from what I saw this week, the numbers are really up for baseball. 4 million they're averaging, which is pretty good. I'm a little surprised.
I think it's a combination of anytime you have New York, L.A., Philadelphia, Boston, big markets. And the new Nielsen data platform counts out of home. It's actually counting the people who are watching it now. In the past, it really hasn't done that. I'll be curious. Like the other night, there were two games on FS1 and FS2. Mm-hmm. And those are not widely carried channels anymore because they're on cable after people cut the cord.
Right.
So I think as we go to the division series, which I think is on TBS and on Fox, I think the ratings will continue to pick up, but, you know, finally, we have a measurement system because the NFL is having its best year since 2010.
Right.
2010, Nielsen upgraded its measurement system.
Right. It's similar. We can't get into too much details, but in radio, it's similar now where we get a much more accurate description and depiction of what the listeners are doing, and we know we're number one. Steve, you're...
Rather than asking dudes to fill out a diary and mail it in.
Right. And
come on.
And you're number one in our book, Steve. All right, so don't forget, double dip, get there early, watch a little bit of Hawks, and then go watch the Falcons.
Absolutely. Come on down. Let's go, dogs.
That's our man. Puffy K, Steve Coonan, everybody's favorite CEO. Have a great weekend. Hey, man. That's our
guy. All the same to you guys. Take care.
Thanks, Steve-O. Hey, guys, speaking of football, we got a big quadruple header for you because Falcons play on Monday night. 9-9 the game. Get you started 9:15. It's Broncos taking on the Jets, followed by the Cowboys at the Panthers and Titans Raiders, followed by Sunday Night Football, Lions and the Chiefs, all brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com. 4 big NFL games all day this Sunday, only on the mighty 92.9, the game. Hey, man, coming up in the big 5 o'clock hour, what Coach Ra had to say. about this Falcons team. We're going to let you hear our conversation with Kyle Pitts. And then, what is the word? Is it schadenfreude when you take joy in the misery of others?
Yeah, sure.
Did I pronounce it correctly?
Close.
What, how do you say it?
I'm going to screw it up, too.
Well, take a stab at it.
Some lyricists. Yeah, schadenfreude, sure.
Okay, but that's what we feel about Philadelphia. That'll all come up. Plus, another look at the big matchups in college football. It is Dukes and Bell. We're going to hear what Kyle Pitts has to say about his expanded role in the offense and staying here. Next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.